Hi, everyone.
Hi.
Today, we're going to talk about a very important topic,
which me and Malva both find very dear to our hearts.
Yes, and that is...
the sexuality.
Okay.
All things to do with sexuality. Yes. So basically, how you identify yourself, how you feel inside, and questions from you guys.
And also, like, relationship to sexuality with others and mainly with yourself, like Gia said.
Exactly.
So we did a little Q&A on our Instagrams, and we had a lot of questions, but we have, like, the main questions, and we will try to answer them through our podcast.
What is important to remember is that we obviously don't have all the answers.
Yes.
We can give our opinions, our experience, what we've heard, but at the same time, we're also young.
Exactly.
You know, we're also trying to get through
exactly.
this.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
Just remember
exactly.
that.
So it's like all based of our own knowledge, and there are no like true facts. I mean, yes, you can look up like LGBTQ is and blah 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 blah, but like the answers and advice we're gonna give is biased, mainly biased because it's based on ourselves. So
exactly.
Okay,
do you want to start with the first question?
Yeah, so how did you both know that you were bi? Is the first question.
Okay, well, I'll start. What people don't really understand, I think most straight people, is you don't wake up and think, oh, I'm
exactly,
bi, all
exactly,
of a sudden.
Exactly.
So that's who I am. It's kind of a gradual process that you slowly start to realize. For me, it was more growing up and then looking back and thinking,
exactly.
oh, I did that and that, and I felt that and that. So,
like you trace your own marks, low-key.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was it. Eventually, I just realized, oh, I'm feeling this, I'm feeling that. I couldn't control what I was feeling. It was just me. So that's how I realized it.
Yeah, well,
what about
same
you?
Like you, Gia. I also was like, it was a process. Like, it wasn't just like I woke up one day and it was like, gosh, I'm gay. No, but it was a real process. And also a thing that really helped me and supported me was talking to a lot of other people. Not a lot of other people, but just talking to other people.
Close friends.
Exactly. And that really made me like, okay, you know what? This is who I am. It's okay. Let's just embrace it, you know? And I mean, it has been tough sometimes, but like I'm very like, grateful for the way people have treated me about like the whole thing. But yeah, just like Gia said, it's a real process, and it was like I looked at girls and I was like, "Whoa, you're pretty," but not like my friends, and it was like, "Whoa, you are pretty," you know.
It's a different kind
exactly.
of pretty and a different kind of feeling. And I think as soon as you accept the feelings
exactly.
you have
yeah.
and you acknowledge them, then you really don't actually mind what people say because you know how you feel.
Exactly.
You know what's happening.
Exactly.
And so who cares what other people
exactly.
think?
When you allow yourself and accept yourself for like being who you are fully, then you will probably also start to get to know yourself better in any area, and also in this area, I feel like.
So, yes, most definitely.
Yeah, next question.
Yeah. At what age should lesbian, gay, or bisexual youths come out?
Oh, that's a good question. Okay, well, if I can answer. What I feel like is there is no limit when, like, I mean, just when you feel ready, when you feel comfortable.
Yes.
And maybe also, you know, just be selfish kind of ish and just like think what's the best for you and when do you feel like you're ready and when do you feel like you are safe in a way.
Yes, I couldn't agree more. I think one thing that people should consider though is that you have to make sure that you're
exactly.
safe. Because if you know, okay, say you're 13, 14, you're living with your parents and you know they are not accepting and you know there is a possibility that you might get kicked out, then I wouldn't say it's safe to come out yet. Mm-hmm. Until you're able to get out of that situation or, you know, provide for yourself, then it isn't a good option. Even though it's not good that you can't come out in a home like that, but you have to think about your safety. And then, yes, I couldn't agree more. You have to just, when you feel like it's you. And also, you're allowed to come out and then change your mind in a week and say, actually, you know, I'm actually asexual. You can do whatever you
feel. And, you know, remember that you are you and no one else rules your body or your mind or whatever. So, like, if you feel this one day and that one day, like, that's you, right? That's something that defines who you are, and accept that and embrace that and just feel safe. And, like, when you feel safe, then I feel like you're ready to tell whoever you want. But, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I wouldn't say there's an age limit or anything. Just the age when you feel like you're ready and you're safe, then... go ahead.
Yes. Yeah. Next question. Do you both think we should give more attention to the LGBTQ community?
Yeah, you can start, yeah.
I do think the awareness and the acceptance has definitely grown from about 10 years back to now. It's actually everyone is kind of at a point now where they know what it's happening. They, at least in Europe, they're accepting it. In some countries, yes, they're obviously very against it, but I do think in most parts of the world it's actually becoming accepted, especially in the Netherlands. Like, we're very lucky here. So I do think, I mean, we could give more attention, of course. We should give attention to the community until anyone in any part of the world is able to come out and feel safe.
So everyone can feel safe and feel accepted, but I don't feel like we should have extra attention and, like, you know, do you get what I mean? I feel like everyone should feel safe and accepted, and that's the only thing. But I don't feel like, oh, you're gay, so you have to have, like, a whole extra thing and blah, 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 blah.
Yes.
Because I feel like it should be equal.
Normal.
As to be, like... Yeah, exactly. It should be normal. Thank you. That's, like, the perfect definition. It should be normal. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, remember what you said about coming out to your parents.
Exactly. Yeah.
Explain that.
Well... cut this out. Don't stress.
Okay, we'll
stress.
Just cut this, but end the question. Yeah. Okay. So then, should we go to the next question?
Okay, wacht, ga weg. Okay, sorry, mijn broer is irritating. Alsjeblieft, ik maak een podcast. Kun je nu weggaan, alsjeblieft? Ja, maar die zijn hier niet. Alsjeblieft, ga gewoon weg. Heel even, ik ben voor school een podcast aan het maken. Oké. Heel leuk, maar ik moet een podcast maken. Oké, sorry.
No, it's okay.
Okay, we can just cut this out. Oh my god.
Yeah, it's okay. It's like 1 minute, so it's okay. We can just cut it out.
Yes, okay, exactly. Okay.
Okay, so then should we go to the next question?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Okay, next question. How do I find a girlfriend or a boyfriend?
This is such a hard question. I honestly don't know the answer myself.
No, me neither. I don't even know where to begin.
Exactly.
Okay, well, let's start with this. Being part of the LGBT community as a teenager is nice in this generation because obviously the internet is accepting. Everyone is kind of getting used to the idea, but it is very, very difficult to find a partner of your same sex.
It's like, very
impossible
difficult.
Actually, you really have to the only way really is to go to clubs or to bars. And if you're under 18, you pretty much have no option except internet or school.
Exactly. If you're lucky. Also with school, if you're like, if you're open about it, if you're open about it, and people are low-key aware, you will also meet other people that will also talk to you, not just maybe because they want to date you, but because they like talk about it. Because it's nice to have like people that can relate to things and that you can discuss the same things and the same feelings. So, and in that way, you will broaden your horizon. But also people. No, you're right. So yeah, and I mean Amsterdam is pretty small. So
yes, so I'd say maybe just make sure you're comfortable coming out. Come out, embrace yourself, and then just carry on. I mean, eventually, I'm sure you'll find someone. Try go out. If you can't go to clubs or bars, then maybe try doing extra activities or under 18 parties. You might even find, even at dance classes or like soccer or anything. You know, any kind of extra activity.
Exactly, like in Dutch, it's called like naschool activiteiten. And there are many like groups that organize things to meet other people.
So I'd say go.
Exactly.
Okay, next question. Do you want to read it?
Or is it?
go.
Okay, do you feel like people act weird or differently after you have told them you're gay or bi or anything?
Well, I definitely have noticed that when you tell people your sexuality, you kind of see who your true friends are and who your fake friends are, because this is something really big and a lot of people are not accepting of it, so they will push and draw away. Other people will then think you're in love with them, and every move you make is for them, and that is pathetic and just annoying, honestly. So yes, I do. I would say some people act weird or differently. Some people act differently in a good way. Some people are more supportive.
Yeah,
they think more about what they do and say, which is kind of nice.
I agree, definitely. But also, like, it isn't always. Oh my god, it isn't always positive. But I do feel like a lot of friends in my life have been very positive and very supportive.
Yes.
So I'm very grateful for being in such a surrounding I am in.
Me too. I had a lot of support from my friends.
But yeah, sometimes you have annoying comments. But I feel like, you know, if I wouldn't have these, I wouldn't be able to grow from them either. So
exactly. I think the main point to take away from this whole thing is that you are who you are. You need to embrace it, and the people who don't support you will automatically vanish from your life, and you will literally be left with the people who love and support you, and you will meet people who love and support you when you become yourself and accept yourself. So the best thing to do is just be you.
And also remember that a lot of people will be grateful if you show like who you truly are and like share something with you. Also, that's something that like shows that you can trust someone, and I think people will be grateful for good friends will be grateful for it. So oh my god, I hate my brother.
Can you not just shut up for 1 minute?
Oh my god. Als ik zei tegen jou, ik doe een podcast voor school. Ik moet dus helemaal opnieuw beginnen, kutkind. Wel gezegd, maar jij luister niet, lul. Hou je bek.
Okay,
okay. Okay, wait. I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Because this kid is...
Well, we're almost finished.
Annoying. Okay. Ga een lekker slapen, kut. Okay. Papa, doe ik klaar? Okay. Okay. So what is in the bathroom? Okay, we're finished. Okay. Okay, so okay, what question is that?
It's finished.
Oh yeah. This is very weird. Okay, so let's start from 3, 2, 1. So, I think we're at the end of this podcast, and
yes.
Just if you have any questions or anything, or if you just want to talk, because I know a lot of people, well, I remember that I had a lot of questions, and I just wanted to talk, and like, well, if you ever feel that way, ask us, snap us,
most
DM
definitely.
Us, what- And
we're really open with these things, and we love helping.
Exactly. Yeah. And also because we have been in the position, we definitely want to help. So,
yeah.
That was it for today.
So please definitely reach out to us. We hope you could take something away from this.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so we'll see you, talk to you on our next podcast.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
Hi guys, welcome to another podcast about organizing life.
Pretty much.
Yeah, exactly. So today we're going to talk about getting older, so like moving out, living by yourself, but also still organizing everything. We still live with your parents, for example, because we are all children, and maybe you're also an adult, but like mainly children, and we all have parents, and yeah, they can be annoying sometimes, so therefore
indeed
we are gonna talk about how to deal with in the organization
yes,
area today.
So pretty much how to be a parent without having the kid part, I'd say.
Exactly.
For starters, okay, the developing process. Marlo, would you like to explain what we mean by this?
Okay, so the developing process is that organization in life starts actually from like the day you're born.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe not the day you're born, but soon when you're 4, you will start realizing that your parents maybe will ask you to take your mm-hmm. clothes and like have your wardrobe nice. Well, maybe not when you're mm-hmm. 4, but you get
yeah,
me, right?
I get
okay,
you.
So around 12, they can start arguing. Oh, you act like it's a hotel everywhere.
Yeah.
So my main tip is actually listen. Yeah. To your parents. Mm. It sounds stupid, but if you just do your home task, then one, you will learn for the future. Mm-hmm. So maybe you will think like, oh, this is so much, like they ask way too much. But think about this. Now it's the time you have time, okay? You don't actually have anything else
true.
To do. You're actually bored or
yeah,
bad.
True.
So do these tasks mm. what your parents ask you, and you will have the privilege to know what to do in
exactly.
the future when no one
exactly.
else knows, because they chose to be bored on bed instead.
Exactly. And at the end of the day, they yes. are just trying to pretty much guide you to growing up.
Exactly. And also when you're gonna be a mom or dad, or if you're just gonna like live your own life, mm. you will also want to like know and help yourself and others. So having knowledge in these areas is like a good
thing. You don't even need to like enjoy the stuff. You just got to know it. You know what I mean? Like
no,
I
exactly.
I know really anyone that enjoys like cleaning. Well, apart from you, Marla, you love organizing stuff and having everything color coordinated. Anything that pretty much means it looks nice. I think for the rest, not really anybody enjoys that kind of stuff. So this is just mm-hmm. a pretty fun topic to discuss pretty much.
Exactly. But also, like a short tip, also I do feel like, yes, it's pretty annoying to maybe like in the moment to clean, but when you're older, knowing that you know how to maybe do the wash or do certain things will help
exactly.
you.
Like, yeah.
So they're already, it can make you happy in exactly. that sense, because it will help you in the future.
100%, especially because, you know, you don't want to be walking around your house or apartment or going anywhere with, like, clothes you've worn
exactly.
a week in a row exactly. or something like that. That would be pretty disgusting.
Exactly. You don't, like, shortly said, you don't want to be my mom that's, like, was calling her parents every weekend and, like, brought her clothes to her own house to, like, get them washed, okay? You don't want to be in that position. So, do your things and we'll guide you how to do
exactly.
your things.
Exactly. So, Marva, how would you say, you, like, how would you wash clothes? How do you do it? Just give me an idea.
Okay. Well, very simply, it's pretty hard, right? Because every washing machine and dryer works differently. But as an overall advice, I will read instructions, and even maybe there are families with different tasks. Like, every family has a different task. Every family has, like, different amount of tasks as well. But if you don't, for example, need to wash your clothes at home, then maybe just do it to make your parents proud, or just do it for yourself.
Yeah, I'd say definitely do it for yourself.
Because in the future, exactly, do it for, mainly do it for yourself, because at the end of the day, you will know how to wash your clothes in the future. So that's, like, the key. And you don't want to be that person that, like, has stinking, disgusting clothes. No, you don't.
I mean,
so,
you can be if you want to, but no one will enjoy
being around.
Yeah, if
you want to. Exactly. So, read all the instructions and, like, on the washing.
I thought you were saying, like, they need to read the instructions.
Whatever.
I was like, Marva, this is why we do a podcast. They can't see the instructions.
No, exactly. But, and also ask your parents for help, because now you have, like, parents in your own house. So, like, ask them for help, and, or, like, even friends or whatever. Like, someone that has knowledge about a washing machine. And use this knowledge as well. And use this now that you can. Because when you're 20 and live in your own apartment, maybe you don't. But if you do, then you already have this
exactly.
knowledge.
So Mama, tell me now. Tell me. Explain the guide. Explain the laundry guide or the washing guide.
Girl.
Come on.
I have talked so much. Now
okay,
you do
okay,
that.
Okay,
so
we're doing this now. I see. Okay, so from my washing machine, from my personal experience, I know that when you open up this little drawer, and it usually tends to be in the top left corner of the washing machine.
Yes.
There are three kind of dips, kind of weird areas where you can put stuff in. And I know that for me, it's always the furthest look to the left is when we put the washing liquid. And the
washing liquid
pretty much actually just softens the clothing. And then in the middle one, that's where you put the powder, and the washing powder is the actual thing that washes it. So
cleans.
Yeah, thank you. You took my words. And I know that a delicate wash, like wool and stuff like that, has to be on 30 degrees. If it's higher, I'm pretty sure it stretches. If it's lower, it doesn't clean, I think, or something like that. Something along those lines. and to be fair, I think it's probably a good idea to talk about washing ball and water symbols, because every time I buy clothes, I have no idea what the hell those symbols mean.
Yes.
I'm just sat there like, what? So, for example, you know those symbols where it's like a bucket of water and a cross? Okay, that clearly means don't wash it. Did you know that, Lola? I'm just making sure you know.
Yes,
okay.
I do.
And a bucket and water with like a temperature on it, like 30 or 60, that means, boy, you gotta wash it on 30 or 60. And a bucket with water and a hand in it, that literally just means hand wash only. And
and if you don't know what symbols we mean exactly, then just look it up, because it's very helpful. And at the end of the day, it will save your clothes from destroying.
What do you actually prefer? Do you prefer hand washing? Hanging the wash or putting it in a dryer?
I feel like low-key, like, since I've been a young age, my parents have always hand washed. Because one, they're very environmental, blah 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 blah. So we have actually never had a dryer, but all my friends in Sweden have a dryer. But yeah, my parents chose for not having a dryer because also our bathroom is like a sauna.
I love your bathroom.
We don't need a dryer because we have like a big room that's a dryer. So
Plus, also, I always feel like with hang drying the washing, it always dries better. Like it's tight. Like if you wash jeans, the reason half the time why I wash my jeans is purely because I want them to be tight again. You know what I mean? And if you put it in the dryer, your clothes always become really baggy, and the fabric loosens a lot quickly.
Exactly. It loosens. It fits. Yeah.
So I recommend, to be fair, hand drying it. Like, oh my gosh, the words are escaping me. I definitely hand dry it because other way around is definitely not good.
Exactly. So and also it's better for the future, also better for the environment, better for you, better for the future, better for everyone. So.
Perfect.
There you go.
Exactly. And then I'd probably also say never mix colors. But I'm hoping everyone already knows.
No, exactly.
You have to have a white wash. Yeah. You have to have a dark wash because I swear to gosh, the moment you have a white wash and anything remotely a darker color enters that white wash, everything you had that was white will become that darker color, and it is the worst feeling in the world, because you might have bought this really nice white top, you by accidentally put it in the dark wash pile, and then you wash it and you get it back and literally bam, and it is a complete different color, and you'll even forget it's your top. You'll literally pick it up and go, whose top
exactly
is this?
You have a new top.
And you have to go all the way to the shop again, you have to buy a new one. Oh, I hate that feeling.
And spend your money, so that's the worst
part. But also, on like a girl note, how often do you wash your bras? Because I personally wash them every day. Like, if the one I wear,
oh, that's a good question.
Day, but I know it's really bad.
Yeah. I personally wouldn't say, like, give that as an advice to wash
definitely
your
not. Definitely.
Every day.
Please don't listen to me, children.
But I would say, if you feel like, okay, so I would say, or I read that. Like I think you all know Hoon Commuter, and I asked Ashley this question because I didn't know myself, and she said Ilka Anderhalf a week. I don't know, that's like how many days?
Anderhalf a week? That's like 7.5 days. No, not 7.5, that's like 9 days.
No.
9, 10.
Yeah. Okay, so every 9 days. But also, if you, for example, you have different bras, right? You have sports bra, you have a normal bra, and like many different, but look, these two basics. And sports bra you should actually wash pretty often if you sweat a lot. But also keep this low. Every bra has like a lot of I don't know what it's called, like this elastic.
The wire? Or do you mean the actual band?
No. Like that, they have like polyester and also something else in it. And every time you wash your bra, it will loosen. Yeah. Like close, so it will loosen the fit as well. So try to like minimalist, or like keep it down, how many times you wash it. And also, I really prefer hand washing bras. Like, actually, don't do it in the washing machine because like it just messes up your bra.
Really?
So, yeah,
I know it messes up the bra because you know what I get quite a lot is the top part of the bra, like.
It bends.
It starts to friggin' bend. Yeah. And I'm like, excuse me. Bro, why do you
And that's it because you do it in the wash machine. That's why you should do it. Exactly.
Oh my gosh, Marva, you even taught me something today. What?
Wow.
I'm sorry, I did not see that coming. But unfortunately, we have reached the limit of this podcast. So that was the first episode of the series of pretty much growing up and doing the whole adulty thing.
Exactly. We have a lot.
Don't worry, guys. Exactly. This was just the first episode covering this whole topic. There's going to be many more to come. But do you want me to do the outro, or would you like to do it?
Yeah, you can. No, you can do the outro.
Thank you. But I hope you guys enjoyed. I hope you learned a little bit of something from me and Malva.
Mm-hmm.
To be completely honest, I actually learned a lot more during this than I was expecting. So thank you, Malva, for that. You've just told me to pretty much not watch my bra anymore. But Don't worry about that. If I come to school smelling.
No, you should worry. You should wash your bra. Just hand wash.
Okay. The thing is that, you know what we can probably really talk about? How the hell did you hand wash? Because I virtually see a cave woman just putting something in a river and washing it. And that's literally every time I think of hand wash, that's what I see. I genuinely don't know how to hand wash.
Well, we can talk about it tomorrow.
Okay, we'll talk about that tomorrow, guys.
Exactly. And also, I just wanted to add, if you have any questions about, for example, washing, then just come and speak to
us.
And we will be open and answer all your questions about washing.
I agree. 100%. You got a question, guys. Just come on down. Again, especially to Malva. I will probably be with you guys asking the questions. But that does it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you for listening.
And until next time, I really want to do like a 5-a-day weird thing because that's what I used to do in primary school, but we're not going to do that. But yeah, bye guys.
Bye. Bye bye. This one worried
about. This one really.